On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, welcome to Rosie on the House. 10 o'clock hour, fourth hour of our weekly broadcast, and final hour. We dive deep into one specific topic of housing and join the conversation. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text to 411-923. Or you can email in pictures if you need help to help identify and communicate your project visually. You can email those into info@rosieonthehouse.com. And this hour, if you get our weekly email newsletter, you sign up at rosieonthehouse.com. You can just scroll to the bottom of any page. Right there in the template, you can see a spot to enter your email, and you'll get an email every Thursday. It gives you a preview of what's coming up on Saturday, along with other great information, special events, our community calendar, what's new in our e-store. New partners, stories like our 7 o'clock hour guest last week, Spirit of the West Museum, had a special offer. Anybody that shows up to the museum with a picture of their home improvement project will get free admission. We'll put little reminders like that, and it goes out on Thursdays. If you got that and you opened it and you read it, you know California Closets is in studio with us right now. Mr. Bob Trotter, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Romy.
And we're talking home offices and home organization. And as we get into our topic, though, let's spend a minute and talk about who we're talking to. You opened up the California Closets in Tucson in 2001.
Yes.
Were you a closet guy beforehand?
Nope, not even close.
Tell us about your background.
Actually, I was a geologist in the oil industry, oil and gas exploration.
From oil and gas to closets.
Yep.
Quite an industry switch there.
A big one.
So I'm guessing being in oil and gas, that wasn't in Arizona.
No, that was up, actually, most of my work was in the northern areas.
Okay. And so how'd you find Tucson?
Actually, parents retired here a long time ago, and we just loved coming down here for vacations, and so that just was the natural choice when I retired from the oil industry.
And this lovely lady next to you that's refusing to go on air, but you say should be the one on air.
That's right. My wife, Paula, and she's actually one of our designers, and couldn't get her to get the guts up to do this today.
We'll have her. She'll be a natural by the end of this hour. So your showroom is located at?
We have two showrooms. One is just off I-10 and Orange Grove. And
north side of the town?
Yep. And that's we have a showroom there, and that's our manufacturing facility also. And then we have a showroom that's up on Skyline and Campbell, on the northeast corner of Campbell and Skyline.
Yeah. Okay. So. Very good. So is there a direct view of the Catalinas there from the showroom?
No, we're looking towards
You're
the
looking
city.
South? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. In the showroom, a customer comes in. Are they open Saturdays?
We are.
Okay.
Open. Mm-hmm.
Well, I walk in, what can I expect?
Well, usually what people do that just walk in, they come on in to see what's going on or what we have to offer. And a lot of times we always have a designer in the showroom at that time. And so they can just talk them through it and tell them what we do and what our process is. Usually it's not sales right out of the showroom or anything like that, because most of the time, or at least our process is that people will schedule an appointment, and we'll go on out and visit those people. Our designers will visit them and talk to them about what their needs are and what they're actually after, whether it's closets, home offices, or entertainment centers, pantries, you name it, anything that has anything to do with storage.
Wonderful. And that is the topic of today, and particularly as it relates to home offices. There's a lot of our partners, a lot of contractors work right out of their home. You know, the wife's the bookkeeper, the receptionist, the scheduler, and she's doing that at home while the husband and son are out on the field doing the installs or the repairs or whatever their choice of trade is. And it's it's a great benefit that we have living in America, that we can do that and provide for our family. But man, a clean working space is critical for that success.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially in Tucson, home offices are very popular because there's so many retired people, and they're not ready to give up their office yet. And so when they're at home, they have to have it. So they give us a call, and we come on out, and our designers, like I said, will sit down with them and just talk to them about what our process is. And then once we do that, we talk to them about, okay, let's talk about your needs. And how you work in the office. We get very technical about different things like, you know, are you left or right-handed? What types of uses are you going to be using? Is this for books? Is this for files? You have a computer in there. You have a printer in there. You have all this equipment. So we have to take that all into account. And so our designers, who are actually space planners, are the ones that are able to take this information, bring it all together, and create something from nothing.
Space planners.
Yes. That's really the key, because we want to make use of every inch of space possible.
I like that. Is there space planning schools? Not NASA space. Different space.
Yep. Actually, we do. We send them to schools. California Closets is a franchise. And there's approximately 80 franchises throughout the nation, and Canada and Mexico also. But we all get together and go through schooling, and it's continuous. Every year or a couple years, there's going to be more and more schools that they can go to.
And last time we talked a couple weeks ago, you were actually in a big California Closets convention somewhere in the Phoenix area.
Yes, we were. They had was kind of nice because it was in Phoenix. Usually they're in Florida or somewhere else, a long ways away, and so this was nice for us, and so it was just an hour and a half away.
What goes on at these conventions? It's only for California Closet dealers.
All the franchises, pretty much all of them, will come on in, and so we invade the town at that point, and get together, and we all get a chance to talk to each other and see how their businesses are running and what we can do to improve ours. And, you know, we pick everybody's brains. And once we get together like that and have some fun, we get together in groups and actually discuss serious things that are possibly new coming to the industry, or just better practices, and that's part of our corporate office that brings that to us.
And do y'all do product selection? I mean, I got to imagine with the amount of services that y'all offer, because we're not just talking home offices that y'all do, but laundry rooms,
closets.
Yeah. California closet. How many different product SKUs do y'all have in your system?
It's overwhelming. And for most people, if we just laid out everything that was possible, they wouldn't know where to begin. And once again, that's the importance of having a designer that can really lead you through that. But we try and simplify it by only offering certain things that we actually stock. And so there might be, as far as board material, there may be 17 to 20 colors that we'll stock, which is still quite a few.
And it's a lot easier to pick out a 17 than out of 300.
Exactly. And there is so much available out there. You know, you can go with different colors. You can just flat colors. You can go with different wood grains, any kind of wood grain colors. You can go with they have different textures available. So it can be a real thick, heavy texture or just a light texture in the boards. So there's just so much to choose from. Also, gloss materials are becoming very, very popular now. And so, you know, when do you use one with the other or just one completely? You know, it can get very confusing.
And when we're going through all that, that's where a showroom can come into play, because then you can touch it, you can feel it, you can see it. It's really aids in the selection process and kind of helps you get a little zoned in on your particular style and taste and what you're trying to accomplish for the home.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's really important is when the designers actually come up with an idea after they've met with the customer in the initial time, they'll invite the customer back in and sit down with them, show them some plans drawn out on a CAD program. And once they go over that, they can sit down also with the customer and talk to them about, you know, what colors might be of their interest and show them those different things so that they can feel and touch and get a good feel for what the design actually looks like in the real space.
And so once that design is determined, y'all build it all right out of your Oracle, I'm sure, Orange Grove location?
Yeah. Right there we have the facility and we have all the equipment that we need so we can build it there. In a lot of cases, we can take home offices sometimes take a little bit longer because they can get really involved. Also closets can too. But if it's fairly simple, a lot of times we can turn those things around in a week and have it installed. But for the most part, I would say on the average, it's probably 3 to 4 weeks. Sometimes there's different things that need to be ordered that might be out of the ordinary, and those usually take about 3 weeks to get in.
Custom metal pieces or hinges or decorative?
You know. Mainly decorative things. I mean, because you can go with, you might have doors with glass inserts, and once we decide on something like that, then yes, it's usually an order that we have to place.
And that's California Closets, joined Bob Trotter. So now that you know who we're talking to, we'll get back and start going through these specific points that we have in our article that was in our newsletter on Thursday. But every home office needs a good radio, too. Gotta have a good radio. But before we get to that, let's start at the top. Lighting the workspace. I can't stand being in an area, work area without a window.
Well,
I know that's not an option in a lot of situations. But man, you gotta have a lit workspace.
Yeah, well, we can't help you with the window part, but. But when it does come to actual task lighting, we can do many different things. And with the onslaught of LED lighting, there's just so many options that you can go with. You can go with puck lights. You can go with strip lighting and different intensities and different temperatures of the light. So when I say temperature, I mean from a yellowish light to a very bright white light. And so all those options are available, and it's something that we also show people in the showroom, and so that they can see exactly what they are getting. And so it's really important. You want to be able to read and be able to see what you're working on.
And it's critical because that can affect a lot of people. The flickering incandescents, they drive Jennifer nuts. Cannot stand them. Gives her a headache instantly. You had mentioned the different light and yellows. I mean, it can have a impact on you physically.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So definitely people did used to get headaches and different things, but I think the LED technology has really taken care of that problem.
Yeah. It's an incredible technology.
Yep.
And lasts longer, more efficient. Just the improvement of time and science.
And it's very, very easy to incorporate into our home offices and things because it's low voltage, so we can put it just about anywhere in the system. So if you want something to not just shine on your workspace, but you want it to also be decorative, we can do it in the baseboards and we can do it above possible crown that's on top of the unit and do uplighting. And it's just so many different things we can do.
And like you said, the low voltage factor, that does save a lot because we're not having to run a bigger amp wire back to wherever the meter is now.
Exactly. It's just plug into one of the light sockets and you have it. The only thing that's difficult is for us, and then we have to figure out how to hide all the cords so that you don't see those.
What about paper storage? Even in today's era of computers and technology, I mean, just look around this radio broadcast station. There's paper on every desk.
Yep. You just can't get away from paper. But there's a bunch of different ways that we can take care of that, too. And, certainly with drawers and how we build the drawers and how we divide the drawers. So there's many, many different ways we can do it there. There's one part that people probably don't even think about, and that's the back wall of your desk. You know, when you're looking at your desk and the walls, they're right there in front of you. There's many different ways that you can use that wall, and people don't even think about that until they get a chance to see us. You can put fabric walls on there so you can put pins into it. You can do magnetic glass. So you can just use magnets to hold your papers and things like that. There's what we call fusion wall, which is similar to slat wall, but it actually works really well for the back wall of something like that. So it's just a strip of metal, but it has slots in it. And you can put all these different hooks that they actually make for desks now. And it can have pen holders in it. It can have a holder for, just about anything. It also has holders for files. So if you have a Pendaflex file that you have in your drawer, and that's the file you're going to be working on today, you can pick it up and put it on the wall, and then just access one or two papers that you need. You don't have to lay it on your desk, so it keeps your desk clean at the same time.
Now, define magnetic glass, because glass is a liquid made out of primarily sand, and you've added this metal component, and you can it sounds counterintuitive.
Well, it's basically a laminated magnet on the back of glass, and that the glass can be decorative. You can have all kinds of patterns on the glass.
Okay, so you're not embedding magnetic qualities into the glass. It's just strong enough that it adheres through the glass.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yep.
Cool. That sounds very neat.
Yep.
And that's all for the back wall. Now,
yeah.
And in a lot of cases, just time or just space requirements that you are facing a wall. But in my ideal case, I like to be able to look up whether I'm looking at the computer or I'm writing down on paper. I like my eyes to be able to come straight up and see out the window. So in that case, you're talking a freestanding desk. Can you ever have too much desktop space?
Actually, I think you can. In fact, I think my daughter would say that I have too much desk space because it's just loaded up with papers and everything. So she calls me the most unorganized organizer in the world. But
probably makes you the most creative organizer as well, though, too.
Well, I know where everything is in every pile.
Absolutely.
And she moves them and tries to clean up for me, and that becomes a real, sticking point between us. I think you can have too much desk space, and you want to be able to keep it clean so that you can work freely and be able to, you don't have to push things around to be able to write.
In a sense, depending on your personality, reducing the desk space can help you be more organized because it forces you to put things away instead of letting that countertop space pile up.
Exactly.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.
The air is fine. Nice aroma of wet creosote. Arizona summer monsoon season. I don't mind the little bit of stickiness here and there. It's a short period of time, and it lets us appreciate just how beautiful the weather is the rest of this season. But we're talking now with Mr. Bob Trotter of California Closets, walking through the dynamics of home offices. And an interesting thing your wife had mentioned, Pamela?
Paula.
Paula, I'm sorry. I keep saying Pamela. Paula. We're going to get you on air one way or the other before it's over. Paul had mentioned you've got to decide whether you want it to look like an office or whether you want it to look like part of the house. If you're working out of your home office, personally, I like to make it look like an office because it changes your mindset mentally. If I'm sitting at home and if I feel like I'm at home, I can't get my mind in kicked into gear the way it needs to be to focus to do work. But that's just a personal preference and something you have to discover in the design phase.
Exactly. That discovery phase is really, really important. And so you know, our designers just ask lots and lots of questions. You know, there's people can build a home office or build a closet, or, you know, it's not rocket science to be able to just build these things. But to build something that fits your needs and is aesthetically pleasing in whatever way that is that you want, that's the hard part. And getting that information out of somebody and then understanding what you're hearing are very difficult things. At least we've found that. But if we do our job right, usually the end product is fantastic, and the customers just love it.
And another feature y'all were talking about was the use of Murphy beds, which I didn't realize was the brand name.
Yes, yes, we do our wall beds, but Murphy bed is a brand name, and we do those. And that's something that's happened. It seems we do a lot of them in Tucson because, once again, the retirement crowd is so strong there. We do have they use one of their bedrooms for a home office because they still would like to. They just can't give up their office, and so they use a wall bed at the same time, or we incorporate a wall bed into the office, and that way they can take care of any grandchildren that may stop in.
Multifunction,
yes.
Instead of just making it one or the other, and on those wall beds. How hard are those to pick up and down? That's the one thing I always wonder. I know you move my mattress. Mattress is a heavy thing. How easy are these to just constantly pick up? And that's got to be some pretty hardy hardware to be able to mechanically make that move every single time you pick it up or put it down.
Yep, they are. The hardware is very strong. They incorporate a number of springs. It could be up to 10 springs on a bed. And these springs have to be set just right in order to balance that bed to the to its weight. And you can just pick it up with a finger and close it and pull it open the same way. It's just very simple. And one thing that wall beds are, because of the tension and torque that's on those, all that hardware, it's really important that people do know that they shouldn't try and move something like that on their own. It can get very dangerous. So always ask a professional to do that for you.
And if you've got two young boys, is there anything that prevents one brother from playing a prank on the other one and and picking it up while he's sleeping and locking him in?
No, that's the fun part.
That's the whole reason you get a Murphy bed.
That's right.
Pick on your little brother. On the storage side of it, for anything that you don't shred, do y'all do, you know, safes, fireproof locking? I mean, what for secure documents that you need? You know, you've got your maybe your birth certificate and your backup of your passwords and your banking account information.
Yeah, any of that. We also do wall safes, and we can also incorporate floor safes into a project. That happens quite often, and it just all depends on, you know, what once again, what your needs are, and we have to discover those.
Do y'all ever work with any kind? You had mentioned wall safes and floor safes, like gun safes that are tied into your desk.
You know, a lot of times, not so many big safes like that are in a home office. They might be in other places of the house, and we incorporate those into those spaces too. But for a home office, you kind of want to keep it simple as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, y'all also going outside the office. You mentioned, you know, we do cabinets for closet space and laundry rooms, but media walls and how much that's changed from the big tube TVs that you used to need to, you know, build out 36 inches. You could have a full cabinet set some in a lot of cases because the TVs were so deep, and now everything's just, you know, razor thin.
Yep. Actually, we love it. We love doing media centers for people. They can get really exciting because they can be absolutely incredible designs that come out of it. And you can take your television and just hang it on the wall, but we can also build cabinetry around that and in so many different ways. And the contemporary drive right now for media centers is really strong. So we really, really love building those. And the one of the things that we do try and do is make sure the television is not sucked up right against the wall if you have cabinetry around it. And so we'll take the television and actually mount it on a board on that wall and bring it out maybe 6-8 inches or 10 inches to towards the front of the cabinet. That way it doesn't tunnel itself back into the cabinetry.
Have you seen these TVs now that are like slightly curved?
Yep.
So wherever you're sitting, you know, it's supposed to be the, so you don't have to worry about being on the side looking one way, especially for sporting events. Seemed like it'd be a great application. Do they work?
You know, I can't really say so much that, you know, I think it's more of a fad than anything. And, they're not going to quit making flat ones, and maybe they'll always have the curved ones too. I'm not sure.
Those new clear, super high def ones, I can't watch them. They give me a headache. It's too clear in the slow panning and the brightness. I can't look at them at all.
You know, it is important to know where you sit and how you actually watch the television. Some people like to have the television up high on the wall. Some people like to have it really low towards the floor. At eye level, if you're sitting in a very soft chair, it's going to be pretty close to the floor. And that distance that you are sitting from that television is really important. A lot of people think, the bigger the television I get, the better. But when it starts getting pretty big and those people on the television are bigger than you are, that movement can really mess with your mind.
It does. It drives me insane. But they make them, so those people must be buying them.
Oh, yeah. Bigger is better, right?
Now, going into the closet, there's a... I've seen pieces that do like pressing and hanging of clothes and kind of your own little personal dry cleaner station inside the closet.
There are there actually are stations that can do a kind of a dry cleaning type system for you, when it comes to the closets, I mean, there's so many other things that are available now, and you can just make these closets so beautiful. They can get pretty expensive, or you can keep them on the less expensive side. Just depends on what you're willing to put in that closet. But the closets can come out absolutely beautiful. In fact, we've had a customer not too long ago that we did their closet for them. And one day they called us up and said, "Just wanted to let you know, we're having dinner in our closet tonight."
That's but you. Oh, what? You know? Okay, very good. Yep. It's a job well done.
Exactly. It was pretty good. So, but yeah, we get comments like that all the time that are just really interesting. But it's amazing what closets can do for people, because when you organize people, make their lives much simpler, once they feel it and see it and live with it, then they really understand what we go through to make this closet work for them. So, and it's the same way with pantries and garages and the home office. You know, if we can do our job correctly, it just makes life so much easier for them.
So y'all do have a garage division as well?
Yes, we do garage cabinets too.
And that's all still in the same assembly there on Orange?
Yes, yep.
I missed that completely. That's... We would have had a completely different conversation. That's right. Let's get to the garage. What is it, a California closet product line, or what product line are these? Metal cabinets?
No.
Ceiling storage?
We don't do any ceiling storage, and we don't do metal cabinets. We do it out of the same materials that we are doing inside the homes. And so, you know, some people just like very simple white or, you know, like an almond-colored garage. But then there's those people that want the best wood grains that are out there. And so we can do just about anything they want. And but once again, it's not something that somebody should just throw cabinets up on a wall and say, here you go. We'd like to talk to the customer, and we'd say, okay, what's going in this cabinet? You know, how are you using it? So we can figure out the best possible way for them to organize their things. It may be a thing where people, or we'll check with people to see if they like to use containers to put their stuff in to keep the dust out, because obviously Tucson's pretty darn dusty. And so simple containers that they buy at Target or Home Depot or, you know, Kmart, we'll measure for those containers to make sure that we can build the cabinets to actually fit those containers and use as little space as possible.
That's the nice thing about having that type of ability with your own shop is you're not trying to take a pre-manufactured cabinet and cram something in it. You can build it to fit your customer's need.
Everything we do is custom. And so if you want a cabinet that's 33 and a third inches wide, we will make that. We're not stuck to that box type of cabinet.
California Closets, Mr. Bob Trotter and his wife Pamela, who we got one segment left, and we're going to get you on air. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning. I do have a couple talking points I wanted to finish, but you guys had a pretty neat story about how California Closets was created that we were talking about during the break. I want to share that with our listeners. College guy out of California. Do we know where in California?
Not sure where.
Do you know?
I don't remember exactly.
It's a college
where,
in California.
It was in college.
Okay.
And he, but he did divided up his closet in his dorm room, and that's kind of how it got all started, because he had a friend that was a lawyer and in school, and he said, hey, I think you're onto something, and that's when they started the franchise business. So
who would have thought?
Yeah.
And this year time frame?
Back in 1978. So, and that was the whole start of the closet industry.
1978, somewhere out of California. And from closets, you know, we haven't even talked about laundry rooms yet, but that's a service y'all do. Any cabinet except kitchen or bath. I mean, anywhere else in the house you could fix it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we get into kitchens and do them, but it's not our real bread and butter, so we, you know, kind of try and stay away from that. And but bathrooms, we're doing more and more bathrooms. That's becoming one of the things that actually we didn't do at the beginning, but we are doing it now.
Very cool. And it would make sense a lot of times where you're doing a home office that might be close to the kitchen, tying that look in together.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes you can do that and make the looks make it look similar. For the most part, I think it's hard to match things, because once you have, for example, a kitchen, the UV light in the kitchen, things can change the tone of the wood. And so if you were trying to match that, all of a sudden you've got this, you know, much brighter finish than what you have on the kitchen, and it kind of can look like a mistake. So a lot of times we'll say, you know what, let's jump off of that and do something totally different.
All part of that design phase. Back to square one. It's the same as just about any other thing. It's all in the prep.
Yep. Exactly.
It makes a complete difference on the end project. And by the time somebody's ready to do that, they don't want to stop. They don't want to start there. They just want to jump in. Let's do this. And you can get in a situation where you're making rushed decisions because you're trying to get started. And you get done and you thought, man, if I would have just, what you could have just done, if you just take your time. You'll get there. We'll get started. We'll get to the end. We'll get it complete. Don't give in to urgency and sacrifice something that'll make a big difference at the quality and functionality and aesthetics at the end.
Right, right. You know, one of the things you can do is you can buy these a lot of these products and you can buy it at a box store, but really, you're just guessing and throwing things in, and so many times that's just a huge mistake. And then eventually people will give us a call and say, hey, I need to take all this stuff out of here that I did, and I want you to come in and design my space, and so that's what we do.
And those two design locations in Tucson?
Yep. There's one that I mentioned is 4061 West Costco Place, Suite 101. And that's the one that's off Orange Grove and I-10. And then the other one is at 3001 East Skyline, and that's Suite 109.
And Skyline, and you said Campbell?
Oh, Skyline and Campbell, yes.
Okay. Very good. And y'all have been doing this in Tucson since 2001.
Yes.
So congratulations. That's 16 years in business. And what's your plans going forward?
Just keep doing the same thing. We love pleasing people. And we've just had this tremendous track record of actually doing that. And, you know, there's just nothing better than a happy customer.
You'd mentioned your daughter earlier. Is she in the business? Is she... part of the family.
It is a family operation. Business. My son actually joined us right when we started, and so the two of us actually got the thing started, and then my wife started up with us too, and then also my daughter, and so my daughter handles pretty much all the communications between customers and the business, and does all the administrative work. My son, he pretty much runs the thing now and just does all the work, everything between the designer and manufacturing, and takes care of all that. And so I think they're just trying to kick me out of the place, actually.
I was wondering if you're feeling any pressure.
It's getting there. Sometimes they say, hey, Dad, just let me do it, you know.
You've worked hard. You retired from the oil and gas industry. You've been in this 16 years. Why don't you take some time for yourself?
Yep. And Paul has been designing for this whole time too. And so she's one of our top designers. Well, actually, we have four designers, and they're all fantastic.
And once the design is done, you say average time about 3 to 4 weeks turnaround, depending on the size and complexity of the project?
Yep. I think that's the average.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. How long does the design take? I know that's can vary as well, but
that sometimes, yes, that can vary a lot because if it's for somebody that's just building a house, they might start right at the beginning of before the house is even out of the ground, so it can go on for even a year, but for the most part, we can turn those designs around within a couple days.
Bob and Paula Trotter, California Closets in Tucson, two locations. If you're looking to get organized around your house, home, castle, or cabin, great place to start. Just walk into either one of their showrooms. See you next Saturday right here. It's Rosie on the House. What a wonderful world.